are with the servants. Now, we are asking our family to pray. We'll know more about what's going on later on. So right now, the instruction that we have is to keep our minds on Jesus. Everything else be all right. He takes care of things seen and unseen. Even those things that we know nothing about. So this is a time to pray. And we would ask that we would continue on in the spirit. And that we're going to carry on with the service. And we'll ask at this time that you stand and we will do our doxology.
know that you are in all places. You are low and you are high. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Seeing another day. Lord, you woke us up with a bit of love. You touched us. Our feet touched the floor. And we were able to get up and have a sense of love to come into the house and worship this morning. Lord, we thank you now, Lord. Lord, we are thankful for those that are here, Lord. And thank you for those that may be on their way. And Lord, we ask that you will be with us in this day, Lord. Because we're gathered here this morning, Lord, to worship you. And you only. No matter what other circumstances may be going on, we know you have all power in your hand. And everything is going to be all right. Lord, we come, Lord, thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, we pray for those that are in prison walls right now, Lord. We pray for those who need a doctor right now, Lord. They're sick and their body is right in pain. And Lord, we need you to have enough healing power in your healing to heal this whole world. Lord, we pray now for those that are wavering, those who have turned their way from you, Lord, and don't know where to go. Let them know that you are near and you can be found. Lord, we thank you for this worship experience this morning. Lord, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for what you're going to do. Lord, we pray now, Lord, for our musicians, Lord. We pray for those that are going to be singing in this morning choir, our young people. Lord, give them the words to say and sing unto Zion, Lord. And may it be a sweet, sweet aroma to us, Lord. And we'll get a message from their singing this morning, Lord. And Lord, we ask that, Lord, that you would just be God all by yourself. Move us out of the way and let you come through pure as gold. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you for what you've already done and what you're going to do. It's in the matchless name of Jesus Christ that we pray. We will be able to give y'all the praise and all the glory. And we say, amen.
For he is Lord.
not raise a hand, but this little boy, he was sitting out there. And the preacher said, son, said, you mean you don't want to go to hell when you die? He said, oh, yeah, when I die, I just thought you were getting up a little for now. So, I want to see that. We won't be ready, but we'll be prepared. Amen. Let's see here. I'm going to read for our scripture Isaiah 33, verses 2 and 3 and 4, I believe the Lord wants us to. Isaiah 33, starting at verse 2. If you find it, say amen. Still look and say, just a minute. Amen. Isaiah 33 and 2. O Lord, be gracious unto us. We have waited for thee. Be thou their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. Well. At the noise of the tumult, the people fled, and the lifting up of thyself, the nations were scattered. And your spoil shall be gathered like the gathering of a caterpillar, as the running to and fro of locusts shall be run upon him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearers of his precious word. And at this time, we'll have our announcements.
Prayers, give them a phone call, visit them if you can, and I do want want to give a special recognition or for Sister Annie Jean Gibson. I understand that she had a freak accident this weekend, and car went over, rolled over her leg, and she was under the car. And it took so many men to lift the car off of her that she had to go to the hospital where I think she had to have open surgery. I pray that all is well. I don't know her current status, but we are praying that God is working things out for her family. Amen. So keep that family in prayer. Now this time we do want to pause and recognize our birthdays. If you are here, we're going to sing happy birthday to you. Celebrating the birthday on tomorrow, Anaya Taylor. Is Anaya with today?
Don't see you. Okay.
And on June the 20th, Latoya Chambers. Amen. They're not here, but we will ask them, we're still going to sing happy birthday in the absence. Maybe a loved one can sit down and remain seated in their honor. But at this time, we ask everyone in the audience, will you stand to your feet and we sing happy birthday to our birthday recipients. Amen.
Happy birthday.
do an offering, we are robbing your opportunity to be blessed. This is one of the most sacred times of the church service. So we ask that you will give, not grudgingly, but from your heart.
Your dedication, and it's all about Him.
appreciate John's chaplain, me sure. It really, really does. God bless. We're going to have a sermonic selection. And let me say this. In the AME church, we have ministers and we have lay speakers. And sometimes we have to call on a lay person to bring a message. And we all give the same message because we are referring to the same God. One God. So we're going to have the choir to sing the sermonic hymn, and our own brother Ricky Britt was happy to accept, I won't say the challenge, but the opportunity. And you know how the Spirit works. Now, you may not believe this, but when I asked Ricky before services started to do this, he was already sitting there going over his notes. That's the truth. And he shared with me, he said, you know, that's funny how the Spirit works. He said, who knows? Somebody might ask me to get up and say a little something today. That's just what he told me a while ago. Look at God. Look at God. Look at God. And that really does come hard. So thank you, brother. God always had a ram in the bush. For the kingdom is for those whom it is prepared. Like I said, we're not going to be ready. But we got to be prepared. So in this time, we'll ask the children to give us a song. And the next voice you'll hear is our own brother, Ricky Brick, who comes from our Sunday School administration. And we ask him to share with us in this capacity today. So again, thank you. And let us pray with the brother. Lift him up. Everybody wouldn't do it. Anybody wouldn't do it. Everybody's not willing. Most of the time, the first thing that people say is no. And I'm one as guilty as that as anybody else. So thank God for the Spirit in him. And for the love that he has in him for the Word. And he will share with us momentarily. Thank you very much. Come on, children.
Saying that you are
Jesus. You follow me right now. You follow my man. You could go astray. You want to be 100% certain that you are following the right one. Make sure that one is the only one. Jesus the Christ. Thank you, young people. Thank God for this opportunity to stand before you to share a few words with you from our, basically come from our church school, a Sunday school lesson. Sunday school lesson on June the 4th, the first Sunday of this month. I was able to teach Sunday school that Sunday, and so that's what I'm going to regurgitate to you guys this morning. Amen. Y'all have me for that. Well, let's first bow our heads and pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you, bow our heads and humble hearts. Lord, right now, I ask you to just move Ricky Bread out the way, Lord, and that you will come forth with a word, Lord, that we can use and take back with us. That we know that our worship is not meaningless. We know that our coming is not in vain. That we came and we received. And we're going to leave so that we can serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Great blessing, great blessing, great blessing coming from the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah. And our title is Holy, Holy, Holy. Amen. Y'all say that with me. Holy, Holy, Holy. That's our lesson. Yes. And what is our aim for this morning? Our aim is number one, to recognize that God is worthy. He's worthy of our praise, and he's worthy of our worship. Also, we need to trust God. Trust God, who is worthy of our praise and worship. And thirdly, we want to commit to worship God. How should we worship God? Worship him in spirit and in truth. I'm going to start with a lesson here, a story. I'm going to read the Sunday school book. A hymn book story. After a long day at the office, Warren was drained from marathon meetings on what to do about the company's dropping sales. No solid ideas had come about, and even more meetings were going to be needed in the future. Warren and his wife, Dolores, asked the Lord for insights on how he could best help his company solve his financial woes. Is anybody out there going through some financial woes? Yeah. Seek the Lord and he'll help you. In the midst of this prayer, he and Doris worshiped God and voiced their complete trust in the Lord to see his company through this tough time as he had so many times before. And as you know, it may be months of time when you go through some financial woes. But that night, Warren got up out of bed. He fell prostrate on the floor, and he covered his face. He felt the Lord's presence. The Lord gave Warren ideas on how to solve this company's problem for God's glory. Warren awoke from the dream, recognized that God had given him an extraordinary opportunity, and he wrote down everything the Spirit of God told him to do. Warren met his director to share with him the insight given from the Lord. You got to be careful where you get your information from. Warren's director asked how he knew these things. Warren praised God for giving him the insight to solve the problem. You don't have to tell everybody where you get your insight from. You don't have to tell anybody. Because number one, we know God knows. And he's going to give us what we need. When we need it. How we need it. Where we need it. Because we know we serve an all-time God. So we can't rush God. Even though we feel like it, we want to. Let's look at these verses that we're going to look at. Isaiah 6, chapter, verses 1 through 8. And it reads, in the year the king Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up,
and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Verse 4. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said, Woe is me. This is Isaiah talking. For I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. And verse 8. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. 8 verses, Isaiah 6 chapter. Holy, holy, holy. You know, Warren and his wife, the Lord's company, their sales dropped. But there's nothing too hard for God.
Amen.
Just turn it over to God,
yes,
and watch him work.
Yes,
worship God. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Keep the faith,
yes,
and God will work it out,
yes,
every time for your good.
Yes.
In those first 4 verses,
yes,
that I read to you,
uh-huh,
Uzziah, he became the king around 783 B.C.
Yes.
He was just 16 years old. He reigned for 52 years.
Yes.
He died around 742 B.C.
Yes,
when Isaiah received his call.
Yes.
So this is the time Uzziah died.
Amen.
That's when it happened.
Yes, Lord.
And we need to know that Isaiah, with King Uzziah, he died of leprosy. He was very popular. He was he was a cousin of Isaiah.
Yes.
He was a good king.
Lord.
But he was not exactly all flawless.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
He ruled during the chaotic times when the northern kingdom of Judah was fallen.
Yes.
The dying of King Uzziah, what it had done, it had nothing to do really with Isaiah.
Yes.
It was just a time stamp so that we can remember when it happened. It was just a point of reference. That's all it was.
Yes.
We sometimes also have events in our lives that help us to remember a situation.
Amen.
I remember in November 2008 when Barack Hussein Obama was voted and elected the first black president of the United States.
Yes.
That was a life-changing moment for many people for different reasons.
Yes.
But it also is recorded in history, which is a reference for you and me and others. A time stamp that can be cross-referenced to let the world know what exactly happened. It's in the book. It's written. So the bottom line is that God wants us to get our eyes on him. God wants to get our eyes on him. And many times we let things block our vision. We feel insecure when we have to feel secure in our job. You know, we feel secure in our home.
Yes.
And we feel secure in our leader.
Hallelujah.
And on top of all that, we know God. We love God.
Yes.
We trust God.
Yes.
And yet, we are not really dependent on him.
Hallelujah.
So there are times when God will remove our props.
Yes.
He'll remove those things that make us comfortable.
Yes.
And make us uncomfortable. He removes some things that are important to us.
Yes, Lord.
He removes some things that are important for us.
Hallelujah.
And at this point in our lesson, Uzziah, he had held things together. Good king, held things together. So the earthly kingship was done, going through a transition. Okay? But the heavenly kingship was very secure.
Amen.
Because we know we got God sitting on the throne. The southern kingdom of Judah and the northern kingdom of Israel, they were being threatened. Israel fell to the Syrians. Isaiah was the son of Amoz and a prophet of the southern kingdom of Judah. He lived in the 8th century. And Isaiah, he lived and he ministered in Jerusalem for over 58 years. Isaiah looked to God and received a vision from God. This was the beginning of his ministerial calling. Isaiah realized who God is. Although Isaiah's body was inside the temple at this time, his soul was taken up to heaven. And there he saw the magnificent vision of God and the heavenly host. He saw God sitting on the throne. He has the seat of authority, power, and glory. Don't you want to have a seat of authority and power? Don't you want that sometimes you think you're always going to come to you? But you can't get higher than God. You know, God has that seat of authority. Okay? But it's good when you go, you know, sometimes we go to a funeral. And the family's got reserved seats for the family. But sometimes the family is so large, they need more seats. You can sat down, you're comfortable, you're ready to give your respect, but then the usher come along and tell you, hey, we need you to get up and move and back and sit, or go to the fellowship hall and see the big funeral in that aspect, because we got to make more room for the family. Because they, at that time, they all have the seat of authority. Okay? But we are thankful that the throne of God is not empty. God has things in control. God is not remote. You can't cancel him. Okay? He's not distant from us. He's just a call or prayer away. He is here for us when we need him the most. And he will put He put us on earth so he can serve us and then we can serve others.
Yes, Lord.
And he will put us on our right path.
Yes, Lord.
Or just think of if you could just look beyond your circumstances today. Think about it. Look beyond your circumstances today. Then we need to keep a vision of God in front of
you.
We have to worship God in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
So point number one. True worship recognizes God's holiness.
Hallelujah.
True worship recognizes God's holiness.
Yes,
we need to allow God to be the center of our lives, and then we will experience his loving kindness.
Yes,
Isaiah continued to talk about the majesty of God, by reporting that the Lord's robe was so massive. And the train on the hill, it filled the whole temple.
Yes, Lord.
This reminded me of Princess Diana, wedding day. You know, her long wedding train.
Yes.
But here it represented her earthly glory to England and the world.
Yes, Lord.
God's presence is everywhere.
Yes.
He also talked about the heavenly hosts,
yes,
the seraphim, the angels. They all had six wings. They used two wings to cover their face. That's in reference to God.
Yes,
Lord. They knew that they were not worthy to look upon God directly.
Hallelujah.
And as we know, nobody has looked upon the face of the Lord and lived.
Yes, Lord.
And there are other biblical times when people hid their face. Because of time, we're not going to go there.
Yes.
But the seraphim, they used two wings to fly.
Yes, Lord.
Showing that they are in constant service to God. Isaiah was affected by the vision he encountered. Isaiah was able to see his sinful state,
yes,
when he saw himself in God's light.
Hallelujah.
We need to do a self-examination of ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
If you're trying to make it into heaven.
Yes, Lord.
There were angels. And they were veiling their fans from God's glory. And they were crying one to another,
yes,
holy, holy, holy. Because they did it, because that's part of God's nature.
Yes, Lord.
He is holy. They said holy three times.
Yes, Lord.
And that's probably to recognize the Trinity or the plurality of God.
Amen.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
All right.
We also know that that as the angels cried holy, the doorposts of the temple is shook, and the temple was filled with the glory of God. As creatures of God, we too must honor and reverence God. We must obey God because He is holy. Verse 5 in our scripture. Isaiah goes on to confess that he's a man of unclean lips.
Yes,
and he dwells amidst people with unclean lips.
Yes,
how many of y'all hang around people with unclean lips?
Hallelujah.
How many of y'all hang with people that are trying to guide you the wrong way?
Yes, Lord.
You need to take a self-examination of yourself.
Yes,
but that's what Isaiah does here when he saw the vision of God. When you see God in your life, it will change and turn you around.
Yes, Lord.
And you will make a new turn.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. When Isaiah saw the Lord, he saw himself in the true light.
Yes.
He does not feel as proud of himself right now.
Hallelujah.
He feels totally unworthy,
yes,
to ask God for help or anything.
Yes, Lord.
When you get a look at God,
hallelujah,
it will reveal how bad we are really missing the mark.
Yes.
It'll show how unchristians we really are.
Yes, Lord.
But hopefully, hopefully,
yes,
we will then,
yes,
do like Isaiah,
hallelujah,
turn away from our sins.
Yes, Lord.
And Isaiah probably thought he was about to die.
Yes.
He didn't able to see all the things that he was privy to see.
Hallelujah.
So God, in his absolute holiness and his awesomeness, power, but that drew Isaiah to God all his life. So point number two. True worship acknowledges sinfulness.
Yes, Lord.
True worship acknowledges sinfulness. You get to see God love, and you get to see God's grace.
Yes, Lord.
When you turn around, fall on your face.
Yes, Lord.
Get on your knees.
Glory.
Pray. Ask God to forgive you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
You will see God with all of you and give you His grace and His love.
Yes.
Now in verses 6 to 7, we see here God responded very quickly to Isaiah's confession.
Yes, Lord.
Seraphim was dispatched from the throne of God.
Yes.
They brought a live coal. It was hot.
Yes.
And they laid it on them. They got it from the altar before the throne, and it touched Isaiah's lips.
Yes, Lord.
And then the angels proclaimed, "Thy iniquity is taken away,
yes,
thy sin is purged."
Hallelujah.
Y'all know He does some things, right?
Yes,
He purifies.
Hey.
It makes things clean again.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes we need to be hit with some heat, right?
Hallelujah.
So we need to be clean and purified.
Hey. Thank you.
You see, the first thing that God does in our lives is He removed that which holds you away from Him.
Yes,
when we see God, we feel drawn to Him. But then we see our guilt.
Yes, Lord.
And we feel shut out.
Hallelujah.
God is a good God.
Yes,
He is just.
Yes.
And He will forgive us of all unrighteousness.
Yes, Lord.
All those who are pure will see God.
Hallelujah.
Also, from this we should have common sense. Everybody got common sense.
Yes.
Not to touch anybody that's cold or that's hot.
Yes.
You got a hot stove?
Yes.
A hot frying pan?
Yes.
Don't touch it or you get burned.
Yes.
But in response to God's awesome presence, Isaiah humbled himself in worship.
Yes.
And he confessed his sinfulness before God's holiness.
Yes, Lord.
We also need to realize that God did not chastise Isaiah. He didn't chastise. Rather, God, in response to Isaiah's humility,
yes,
He immediately reacted to Isaiah's need.
Yes, Lord.
God cleansed him.
Yes.
God forgave him.
Yes.
And God equipped Isaiah.
Yes.
He'll do the same thing for you.
Yes, sir.
You confess your sins.
Yes, Lord.
Point number three. True worship,
yes,
receives grace.
Hallelujah.
True worship receives grace. We've all received grace from God. And we thank Him every day for His grace and His mercy.
Yes.
And we don't even deserve that grace.
Hallelujah.
And there are probably areas in our lives that need God's cleansing.
Yes, Lord.
But of our secrets and our struggles.
Yes, Lord.
But we must allow God to come into our lives,
yes,
and clean us from all unrighteousness.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
We are hidden from others.
Hallelujah.
That last prone in Isaiah's mouth,
yes, Lord,
most likely did not feel comforting. That should reveal to us that cleansing from sin,
yes,
is not comforting. Think about it. Dr. Nichols is in the building. He's in the house, Dr. Nichols, but he's a dentist, all right?
Yes,
think about it now when you go to the dentist and to get your teeth clean.
Hallelujah.
Or to get a teeth extraction.
Yes, Lord.
Or get a bridge, you know, put in your mouth.
Hallelujah.
You know, or somebody can just take an x-ray of your teeth and kind of put that thing in your mouth and put it in. It's kind of tough. And doing all that, sometimes it don't feel too good, right? That in this chair. Don't feel good. But it is uncomfortable sometimes.
Yes.
But when it's all said and done,
yes, Lord,
what are we ready to do?
Smile.
We're ready to smile,
yes,
big smile on our face,
yes,
show our pretty white.
Yes.
But it's a little pain to get there.
Yes,
they said it in the color purple, she's got an eye in her mouth and she smiles. It was all good. So sometimes we have to go through. Sometimes we have to go over. Sometimes we have to go under. Some stressful, discomforting situations in our lives as we struggle. Sometimes we have to reach rock bottom so that we can find out who was really at the bottom. But we should realize that God as our master.
Yes, Lord.
He is the rock at the bottom.
Yes.
Let God cleanse you,
yes,
from every area in your life that you would rather no one else know about.
Yes, Lord.
Let the burning coal touch your lips.
Yes, Lord.
Cleansing is a difficult process,
right,
but in the end, we'll have a better relationship with our Lord and Savior.
Yes, Lord.
We'll feel like a great weight has been lifted off of our shoulders. If God got a work for you to do, He will clean you,
yes,
prior to going to work.
Yes.
Sometimes when you get cleaned up, some people will leave you.
Yes.
And some people have nothing else to do with you,
yes,
when you get cleaned up.
Yes.
Our last verse in our lesson, and I'm going to read that one. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Then said Isaiah, here am I, send me. You see, God's majesty and His splendor, it served a point to just point out that human mankind, helplessness, and our unworthiness. However, in our Bible scripture this morning, Isaiah finally heard the call for service.
Yes,
when the question was asked, who would go for us? Isaiah's response was swift and was certain.
Yes.
Here am I, send me. Isaiah was ready to go,
yes,
and do whatever God wanted him to do without even knowing what it would be.
Yes.
He is not able to hear the Lord when he got cleaned up. When you get cleaned up,
yes,
you can better hear from the Lord.
Amen.
He is not ready, Isaiah. He's ready for service to the Lord.
Yes.
When God calls you, you need to get to move.
Yes.
God only wants the best for you.
Yes, Lord.
Always thank Him for His yes.
Thank
God for His no.
Yes.
Thank God for His things.
Yes.
Because you don't know like God knows. Because what you're asking for is what you don't know that God knows. He knows you don't need that.
Yes,
you think you need that.
Yes,
so be proud and be thankful, grateful for God telling you no.
Yes.
When He tell you yes, or when He just tells you to wait.
Because
you don't know what's around the corner.
Yes.
And my last point in this lesson is that true worship,
yes,
responds to God's call. Many times, We don't know where the Lord may send us.
Amen.
I know I'm going to stand up in this morning.
Hallelujah.
But the assignment will be given to you.
Yes, Lord.
Or it will affect how our relationship with others in our life. But we just have to be obedient, follow God, and go. God has a purpose and a plan for this world, and God has a purpose for you. He has elected you, us, humans, to be his instrument. Isaiah was commissioned to be an instrument of God's mercy, God's grace, and God's prophetic word. As an instrument of God, we must be willing to work for God. Because he will not force his will on you now. God will force you to do nothing you don't want to do. But if I were you, I would listen to God. And I'll be in the will of God. Because he is in complete control. And his will is going to be done. Where is his will going to be done? It's going to be on earth. As it is in him. With Isaiah, the vision cursed him. The fire cleansed him. And now he places himself at God's disposal. As Christians, we need to examine ourselves and ask ourselves the question, are we truly, truly willing to give up our wishes, our control, our desires, our priorities, and do the will of our Father which is in heaven? I'll let that moment in conclusion. God has reminded us, being you and all of us, that true worship recognizes God's holiness. True worship acknowledge God's sinfulness, our sinfulness.
Yes,
true worship receives God's grace, and true worship responds to God's call.
Yes.
God's worthy to be praised.
Yes.
He's worthy to be worshipped.
Yes.
It is only having a proper vision of the majesty of God and his holiness that will allow us to come to understand how majestic God is.
Yes,
and also it will show us how sinful and how unworthy we are.
Yes,
church, we live in a broken world with injustices all over. Brokenness in our homes. And we're asking right now, who would speak for us?
Yes,
we thank God for his son Jesus.
Yes,
who has died for our sins.
Amen.
And for that, we worship God.
Yes,
and we cry out, God.
Yes.
We cry out, holy, holy, holy.
Yes.
The Lord of hosts.
Yes.
The whole world is full of his glory.
Yes,
and if we don't cry out, we don't cry out the scriptures.
Yes, Lord. Hey.
They will remind us.
Yes, Lord.
And if we don't cry out,
hey,
somebody else will cry out for you.
Yes, Lord.
So, as I close, the creatures in heaven can cry, holy, holy, holy.
Yes, Lord.
Why can't we that live on this earth, they don't even deserve to be here, why can't we cry, holy, holy, holy? Thank
praise the Lord. Come on, let all the saints of God shout hallelujah. Come on, give a lot of hand. hear God send me.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the statement that you should be able to make after you leave the church this morning. Here am I. Send me. Let us stand over the church, and maybe you here this afternoon and you don't have a relationship with the Lord. I heard Him. I was coming.
Call my sister today. I need to call my brother today. Tell him We take our daily routines for granted. Traveling the same way for 12, 15 years. The same way.
Thank you.
Help us, God, to put things in the right perspective. You, family, and everything else. Thank you for it. Bless every person from the side of my weak voice. Keep them in your care. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, bless the Lord. Amen.
Forevermore, in Jesus' wonderful name we pray, let our hearts sing.